Will you listen to him here? He says, "For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile." Now, may I say that here we're going to see the Apostle Paul giving the relationship that he had with the Thessalonians. First of all, he's going to say he was like a mother to them. And in that, he comforted them. We'll see that in verse 7. And he was like a father to the Thessalonians. He charged them. Verse 11. And he was like a brother to the Thessalonians. In verse 14, he challenges them. Now, let's get on with it here. In this section we're looking at now, he was like a mother to them. There is this relationship in which he attempted to comfort them. Now he says, "For our exhortation was not of deceit." Now actually, the word deceit means error. The content of the exhortation was not adulterated. Paul did not water down the gospel. Never did for anybody. He never changed it for different groups. Now, one of the things that disturbs me about actually some ministers is they give a good clear-cut gospel one place, but they show up in another place, in a place where they ought to be clear, and they're not always clear about what they give. May I say, that was not true of the Apostle Paul. You see, his exhortation was not of deceit, and he says here, not of uncleanness. Now, uncleanness here is sensuality. Actually, what he means here, it was not motivated by greed. His motives were right. He didn't come to Thessalonica for the offering he had get, or for the notoriety he would get, or that it would minister to him personally in some way. He didn't come there for that reason at all. His motives were pure. There was no uncleanness in that sense. Nor, he says, of guile. Now, he did not use wrong motives. In other words, Paul would not lower his standards to accommodate the prejudices and passions of the old nature. He didn't appeal to the old nature of the folk. Now, here is an area where many of us can learn a lesson. I know of a minister, and he's been a great preacher. One time I looked up to him a great deal in days gone by. I can't anymore, because I happen to know that he went back to a church where he had been the pastor, and he knew there was certain criticism of the pastor that was then at the church, and he played upon that. He developed that. May I say to you, that man went down in my estimation, so much so that from that day on, as long as I knew him, I never had any respect for him at all. I could not. May I say to you, Paul says, "I didn't bring the gospel to you with guile at all." And by the way, here is something that we religious broadcasters need to pay attention to. We need to be very careful what we say today. Are we really? And I'll be honest with you. I ask myself this question. Am I saying this in order that I might make friends and influence people? Or really, am I trying to give out the Word of God? And friends, I want to say to you, I have made many mistakes. I have failed the Lord so many times, it's just amazing that he hadn't thrown me overboard. If I were he, I'd been disgusted with Vernon McGee long ago. But I never pull punches. That's one place I told the Lord when I entered the ministry that I would not do that. And I'd be honest with you, I expected that I'd get in real trouble because of it. And I'd be very frank with you, the Lord's been so good to me because he knew that I'd start running if there was an occasion for it. But I never have had an occasion to, because the Lord has been so good. But I can look him right up into heaven right now and say to you, Lord, I made a lot of mistakes and I failed you, but I've given it out the best I know how. And if I could give it better than I'm giving it, I'd give it better. But I'm doing the best that I possibly can by your grace. I love this passage here. Paul could just tell these Thessalonians, he says, when I came to you, I want you to know that I had no ulterior motives. I didn't come for your offering. I didn't come in order to shear your sheep. I came to give you the gospel and then to build you up in the faith. That was my motive. And I want to tell you, when you got that kind of motive, you're really sailing on a marvelous sea. You may get in a storm, but he'll bring you through it.